Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast with Aaron and Rudy Davis. We report on American political prisoners and discuss what we can do to make a difference. The liars in the FBI, the DOJ, and the BOP need to be called out. And our brothers and sisters in bonds need to be set free. Tonight, we're reporting on the case of American political prisoners Ed and Elaine Brown, well, I'm sure you all remember, Daniel Riley and Jason Garhard, who stood with them in New Hampshire. They banned any discussion of the U.S. Constitution in Ed and Elaine's trial, which they've done a lot since then. And they tried to assassinate Ed Brown by noxious gas in his prison cell. They shot live rounds at Daniel Riley while he walked the Browns' dog. They have banned Ed Elaine Brown from having ourselves as visitors here in Fort Worth, even though we are ordained chaplains. They intercept and block Ed Brown's registered mail to President Trump, which he is eager to get to them. And if we let these reprobates do this to Ed and Elaine, Daniel and Jason, then they can do it to any one of us. We cannot appeal to the same corrupt system that has imprisoned them to set them free. Our appeal is to heaven.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, my dear beloved wife, Erin. I appreciate that. You know, they say the truth will set you free, but first it's going to piss you off. I would like to read from Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 14 through 16. Thou shalt not have in thine house diverse measures, a great and a small, but thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. For all that do such things and all that do unrighteously are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. We're going to talk about some unjust weights and measures. We're going to talk about the fiat, fraudulent, fake, and phony money system that goes on in the world today. And we're going to cover the case of American political prisoners, Ed and Elaine Brown, who called me today, and we're going to hear from him later on in the broadcast. And we're going to cover the case of Daniel Riley and Jason Garhard. All four of those individuals have spent the last 10 years in prison. Some of them will die in prison if we don't act and make a lot of noise, shine a lot of light, and say that we will simply not stand for Ed and Elaine Brown, Daniel Riley, and Jason Garhard to spend another day in prison. Like I said, we are at war, and the enemy is incarcerating us, murdering us, torturing us, making us financially irrelevant. And I'd like to talk about who is our enemy. You know, Schaefer Cox put out the idea that our enemy is anybody that wants to take away our liberty. And you may have a disagreement with somebody. I might have a disagreement with you, and I might say that your belief system is incredibly stupid. And you might say to me, well, Rudy, your belief system is incredibly stupid. But at the end of the day, we might call each other a few names. We might have a passionate debate. But at the end of the day, I don't want you to go to prison simply because you believe differently than me. And I hope at the end of the day, you don't want me to go to prison just because I believe differently than you. I certainly don't want to see you murdered because you have a different belief system than me. But if you start to try to steal from me, or if you try to control my behavior, or if you think that I should go to prison, then you become my enemy. It's more than just a disagreement at that point. I can disagree with anybody and still be friends with them. Matter of fact, I do many times. The point is, Are you going to try to exert a theft or control or imprisonment of me and steal my God-given liberty? Do you know the one person God hated in the Bible was Esau? And he gave up his birthright. He had a birthright that was given to him by God, and I believe I have liberty that comes from God, a blessing of liberty that comes from God. And if you try to encroach upon that liberty, you become my enemy, whether you're wearing a badge and have the color of law from the government or not. And so we need to be very clear who the enemy is. I also want to discuss why Aaron and I don't report so much on current events. Now, we may mention them from time to time. A lot of big things are happening in our society today, but when are we going to give a voice to the voiceless? And that's why this show is going to focus on giving a voice to the voiceless. But there's a lot of things going on in the world today that we could report on. You know, I think it's a big deal that Alex Jones, who I'm just going to let you in on a little secret, I don't like him too much. I'm not a big fan. It's more like Trump, 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 me, buy my vitamins. You know, but at the same time, I think it is horrendous that this man has been taken off Facebook and YouTube. I'd like to see a platform where anybody can get on and espouse what their belief systems are. But we live in a world where they do try to suppress our speech. We live in a world where they try to manipulate our behavior. We live in a world where they control the money supply. And they make, you know that they control practically every aspect of society, whether it be academia, Congress, the media, the Fortune 500. Do you think patriots that are against abortion, against homosexual marriage, for honest money systems, do you think that patriots that are for biblical foundations and biblical morals can maintain jobs at Fortune 500 companies?
No.
Absolutely not. Because as soon as Keith wants to be called Cheryl and put on a wig and lipstick and change his name, and you got the management of Fortune 500 companies, I'm going to name one in particular, Cisco Systems, their management will tell you, let's get rid of the word wife and husband and let's use the word partner. So if you don't buy into the world propaganda, New World Order agenda, you ain't going to get promoted in Fortune 500 companies. And so patriots are typically relegated to truckers and mechanics and farmers and waiters and, you know, you might see a few roofers, you might see a few ranchers, usually the hardworking blue-collar aspect of society. And hey, that's nothing wrong with that. That's where the salt of the earth lives. But they financially suppress the patriots in this country because they control the money supply. And they control who gets promoted and who gets the six-figure salaries and who gets the fancy houses, who gets the big bank accounts. And if you have this attitude of, well, everybody needs to pay their fair share, I'm here to tell you, do you think the government needs your money to do anything?
No.
The government does not need your money to do anything. The government has unlimited money. So when you look out at the way society is organized and you say everybody should pay their fair share, well, let me tell you, let me clue you in on a little secret. The government does not need your money. The government takes your money in order to financially suppress you and make you financially irrelevant. That's what's going on. And that's what Ed and Elaine Brown spoke up about. Like I said in the beginning, the truth will set you free, but first it's going to piss you off. Ed and Elaine Brown stood for what they believed is right. They tried to kill Ed Brown in prison with gaseous, noxious fumes. I said earlier that we could cover current events. Let me ask you something. 9/11 was, do you guys believe bombs were in the building? Because I certainly do. I signed that Richard Gage Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth years ago. So what's Richard Gage going to do for the rest of his life? Is he just going to go around and give speeches? Is he going to go around make videos telling everybody that World Trade Center 7 didn't fall from a fire? I mean, how obvious can it get when you look at a video? Are we just going to talk about it forever and ever and ever and never talk about American political prisoners? What about the Oklahoma City bombing? Do you know the best documentary I've ever seen on Oklahoma City bombing comes from a man named Pat Shannon? It's much better than A Noble Lie. It's on anyworldreport.com. How many of you guys believe that there was a bomb in that building and that building didn't blow up from a truck bomb? How about the John F. Kennedy assassination? Do you think there was a magic bullet from Lee Harvey Oswald? What about Obama's birth certificate? Do you guys think that's a fraud? How come all of these current events that we could all talk about, and I could talk about hours about each one of these topics? I mean, it's already proven that Obama's birth certificate's a forgery. We know that Lee Harvey Oswald didn't have a magic bullet that assassinated Kennedy. We know there was a bomb in the building in Oklahoma City, and we know that 9/11 was an inside job. There were bombs in the building. Just look at a video of World Trade Center 7. We know that Schaefer Cox was entrapped and set up, and he sits in a CMU prison. What about Lois Lerner targeting people with the IRS a few years ago? Was anybody ever held accountable?
No.
We could talk about all this thing ad nauseum, and we should at some point, maybe. But we're never going to forget our American political prisoners. This episode is dedicated to Ed and Elaine Brown, and we're going to cover their case. We're going to talk about them. You know why? Because we could talk about Alex Jones, Trump, 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 me.
Buy my vitamins.
We could talk about him losing his YouTube page, but you know, I get tired of the current events. You know why? Because nobody gives a damn. Nobody gives a damn that Obama put out a forged birth certificate. Seriously, I could prove it scientifically. I could prove it in any debate.
Yeah.
It's already been proven. But nobody gives a damn. So you know what we're going to focus on? We're going to focus on American political prisoners. And if just one of you out there is a remnant of the Lord Jesus Christ and you want to write a letter to Elaine Brown or Ed Brown or Daniel Riley, or you want to give your testimony about Jesus to Jason Gerhard, then that's one positive thing that come out of these 2 hours. It's one positive thing that came out of these 2 hours, because everybody knows that 9/11 had bombs in the building and that elements of our government are covering it up. And everybody knows we need to abolish the Federal Reserve, and we got a fake fiat phony money where they manipulate human behavior on a massive scale. Everybody knows that. But can we turn a little bit of attention to help American political prisoners? Did I mention that they've been in prison for over 10 years? Did I mention we are at war and they are killing us, financially oppressing us, torturing us, SWAT team raiding our houses? And when they put us in prison, then the general answer from the 501c3 churches is, well, he must have done something wrong.
No.
Well, maybe he didn't do a dang thing wrong. Maybe he did everything right. And maybe we're just too cowardly to say something about it because we're afraid they're going to SWAT team raid us. I would like to introduce you to Ed and Elaine Brown. And Mike, if you could cue up clip number one. I'd like to start on this journey to learn about Ed and Elaine Brown, Daniel Riley, Jason Gerhard. Can we please play clip one if it's ready, sir?
Again, warning federal agents to stay away from their homes. Edward and Elaine Brown hinted that violence would ensue if anyone tries to arrest them. The couple has remained in self-imposed exile, refusing to turn themselves in after a conviction on federal tax evasion. The Browns say income taxes are voluntary.
If there is such a law, why don't they just show it? No one has been able to do so.
The couple was joined by Randy Weaver, a survivor of the botched federal raid on Ruby Ridge 14 years ago. His presence underscores the tension that such a standoff may not end quietly.
I hope that they learn that the Browns are right. The federal government have been lying to them for years.
The Browns say they have no intention of leaving on their own. U.S. Marshals insist it's time the couple turn themselves in and begin serving their five-year prison sentences. The Browns have other ideas.
We will either go out of here totally free and exonerated because there's no crime, there's no victim, or we will defend to the death.
We will defend to the death. I'd like to read some phrases from the Constitution. Can I read some phrases from the Constitution? Article 1, Section 10 says, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Let me read that again. No state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. You guys say this Constitution means something to you? You guys say, well, we need to follow the Constitution. Do you know that in Ed and Elaine Brown's case, they didn't even allow the Constitution in the courtroom? They would not allow them to put forth constitutional arguments. Let me put forth another constitutional statement. No person except a natural-born citizen shall be eligible to the office of president. Hey, we're going to follow the Constitution. You guys think we're following the Constitution? I'm telling you, man. You know who we've covered? We've spotlighted on this program, and we praise God for Tom Lacovara-Stewart giving us Monday nights. We try to use these 2 hours effectively to spotlight American political prisoners. You know that we covered the Gordon Call event. I recommend all of you guys watch the movie Death and Taxes. Yori Von Call is Gordon Call's son. He's been in prison 35 years. He's an innocent man, did not shoot anybody. The only reason he's in prison is because he's Gordon Call's son. He put out a document, a 40-something page document called Code Name Marmurs, M-A-R-M-U-R-S. You need to go get it from our website, IHateTheFBI.com, and download it and read it, because he took the time to write it, and he's stuck in prison for 35 years. I think we can find the time to read the document that he put out that would bring us up to speed on why this man has spent the last 35 years in prison. Scott Fall has also spent the last 35 years in prison. He was 29, and Yori was 23, I believe. Scott Fall has asked us to fill out a 9-question survey. If you're a part of the remnant of Christ, I can tell you that Yori and Scott are both Christian men. And if you were in prison 35 years and the only thing you're asking your brothers and sisters in the Lord to do is read a document and fill out a 9-question survey for Scott, can you find the time to go fill out the 9-question survey for Scott? Or are you concerned the government's going to put you on a list? You can tell how close your relationship is with the Lord by how afraid you are of this satanic government. David Hinkson has been in prison 15 years. I am of the belief that he has inventions that would change the world, both in the medical arena and in the electrical motor arena. I really believe that. And I believe they targeted him because he has such great inventions. And he's in jail right now because of the testimony of one Elvin Joe Swisher. Jeffrey Winehouse, they tried to kill him. He was exposing corruption in Missouri. 240 caliber hollow points bullets to the head and 240 caliber hollow point bullets through the chest. And he still survived. And he's alive today, even though he's in a lot of pain and needs your prayers. I hope you can find the time to write him a letter. We covered his case for 2 hours on American Political Prisoners, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. Charles Dyer is a Marine who is standing up for our patriotic biblical principles. And Charles Dyer has been in prison, and we interviewed his mother for over 2 hours, and he needs our prayers and our support, and this man is under a heavy, heavy burden, and he's innocent.
Do you see a pattern here, folks, with these political prisoners?
The government looked across the landscape and looked for inspirational, patriotic, charismatic leaders of Christianity and patriotic movements that believed in freedom, and they targeted them and taken them down. And here we are running around afraid to advocate for anybody. We're talking about current events. How about we spend some time talking about our own brothers and sisters that have been incarcerated for decades? We spent 2 hours talking about Russell Landers. He was part of the Montana Freemen. They were the Bundys before the Bundys. He's been in prison over 22 years. They murdered his son. And we don't know where his wife is. And then we spent 2 hours talking about Schaefer Cox. Schaefer Cox would have been a politician like a young Ron Paul, except better. And he would have been a firestorm across America. But the FBI's number one job is to shut down political dissent in this country. And they targeted Schaefer Cox for 2 years, and they've taken him out.
Who was that FBI agent who actually admitted it on the film?
The FBI agent's name was Jack Ryan. He was assigned to Leonard Peltier, who's also one of America's longest-running political prisoners. He came out on video and said the number one purpose of the FBI is to squelch political dissent. We've covered all of those American political prisoners, and tonight we're going to cover Ed and Elaine Brown. We have some amazing clips for you guys and some information. I pray you guys stick around and learn about this man and this woman and their supporters, and we're not going to forget about them. Hebrews 13:3, we'll be right back after the break.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, but in open places, open straits of fear.
Welcome one and all. Welcome to Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast with Aaron and Rudy Davis from the Year of Jubilee Prison Ministry website. We're reporting on our American political prisoners and discussing what we can do to make a difference. Tonight, we're discussing the case of Ed and Elaine Brown with their supporters, Jason and Daniel.
They've been sentenced to death by prison. Let me remind you guys the Constitution. I read it earlier. I'm going to read it again. Sometimes repetition is necessary. Article 1, Section 10. No state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. How many people have stood up and advocated for this problem that have wound up in jail and have had violence implemented against them and murder, just absolute outright murder? Congressman George Hansen. You guys need to look up a man by the name of Richard Sim Cannon. We're going to play a clip from him later on in the broadcast. Sherry Jackson Peel, I believe, worked at the IRS, and she's been talking about this issue for a long time. We have Joe Bannister. I'm sure you guys remember the name Joe Bannister, who's also picked up this issue and advocated for it. And
he worked at the IRS, too.
He sure did. That's right.
I also saw there was a reward put out. I think it was it's up to $300,000 now to show me the law.
That's right. That's right. I've heard lots of discussion on that. You know, my friend, the Texas Deacon, he said that he's seen the end of the world about 17 times, Aaron. And he's been around forever and a day. And, you know, I need you guys to consider, what if the Lord tarries and we don't get a rapture ticket out of here? You know, maybe the Lord wants us to continue to be obedient and faithful and shine light through all of these terrible times as there's a storm going on all around us. Maybe we need to continue to be obedient and faithful and to do what the Lord has called us to do. Not only preach the gospel, but to shine light and make noise about corruption. And I'm here to tell you, I think one of the things that you can do for the kingdom of God is advocate for these innocent brothers and sisters that have spent 10 years in prison.
They'll really appreciate your letters, too.
They absolutely will. I would like to get clip number two lined up, if we could, Mike. And I think it's called Ron Paul Discusses Ed and Elaine Brown. It's about 2 minutes. And if we could play that clip, that would be absolutely great.
Move on to the IRS. And this is, I know you've come out staunchly opposed to the IRS. You want to abolish it. And currently there's a situation up in Plainfield, New Hampshire with Ed and Elaine Brown. And these people are simply asking the government to show them the law that requires them to pay income tax on their labor. And instead of the government showing them the law, they send a bunch of U.S. Marshals with guns and urban assault vehicles. And I'm wondering, what do you think this tells us about the IRS and the legality of the income tax?
Well, it gives you the perfect reason why we have to get rid of this monster. You know, because of what has happened. And a lot of individuals have taken the IRS on, and some of them have suffered from it. It sounds like they may be on the verge of suffering or already have suffered.
Mr. Schiff, for example.
Yeah. They you go to prison, and what they're doing is they're standing up for the law, because the law is the Constitution. Other individuals have done this on the monetary issue. You know, that Federal Reserve notes aren't legal tender. Gold and silver are legal tender. They go and fight this. So you fight it at your own risk, because it's civil disobedience according to their system. It's weird that you're breaking the law when you're obeying the Constitution, but that's the point we're at. So in many ways, people who point this out and fight the tax code and fight the monetary system are heroic. I mean, I gave a speech on the House floor just recently and called them the true patriots. But I also point out that it's risky business, and I compare them to people like Gandhi, who's willing to speak out and have and try to bring about change in a peaceful manner. Martin Luther King fought laws that were unfair and unjust, but he suffered too. But it takes people like that to stand up and talk about these things and point it out, instead of us all being zombies and just going along. And it is easier to go along with the system.
Amen. Stand up, speak out.
Amen, Aaron. Proverbs 20:10, diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are alike abomination to the Lord. I mean, we all know that we got a fake, fraudulent fiat money system controlled by the members of the Federal Reserve. They use it to manipulate human behavior on a massive scale. If you stand up against the establishment, you will be audited. Lois Lerner and her IRS did that. Was anybody held accountable? Is the government ever held accountable?
No, never.
You think they're going to be held accountable for murdering Lavoie Finicum? I hope that they are.
No.
What about Vicki Weaver, Sam Weaver? They murdered those two individuals. What happened at Waco? We know what they did at 9/11. It's not we speculate. No, we know that there's members of our government that participated in the actions of taking down those buildings and murdering those individuals that day. And is anybody held accountable? Does anybody look into this? At what point does living in this world mean that we condone it? You better get on the right side of history, and you better start worrying about pleasing God. We'll be right back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Thanks for joining us, folks. This is Resurrect, the Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Aaron and Rudy Davis from the Year of Jubilee website. This is a prison ministry down in Texas where we're keeping warm tonight. We report on American political prisoners and we discuss what we can do to make a difference in their lives.
Amen, amen, Aaron. You know, one thing we always want to keep the focus on is the prisoners. I had a friend who said, once you learn about these men and women that have been incarcerated who were trying to do the right thing and follow their conscience and please God rather than to please men, think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, think of Daniel in the lion's den, think of Moses, think of Elijah, these type of men and women, once you are aware that they're sitting in prison decade after decade and being abused and mistreated and forgotten, if God has given you this kind of heart that has empathy and you truly love your neighbor, you can't walk away. You simply can't walk away from these men and women. And I'm here to tell you that Ed and Elaine Brown, Daniel Riley, and Jason Gerhardt deserve our attention. They deserve our time. They deserve us to drop a postcard in the mail to tell them we love them, we haven't forgotten about them, and we're going to advocate for their freedom with every ounce of energy we got. Did I mention that the truth will set you free, but first it's going to piss you off. In Article 1, Section 10, again for the third time in this broadcast, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts.
I read in Forbes that there's a very good opportunity or possibility that we might go back on the gold standard. I think Trump understands that whole thing, and I think he was his father was a member of the John Birch Society, so hopefully he got some good education from his dad. And I would like to know when his dad passed and how much influence he had on Donald President Trump.
You know, the number one thing that America can do to right this ship is go back to an honest money system, because Satan uses a dishonest money system to manipulate human behavior on a scale that you cannot imagine. And right after that, let's get rid of the FBI, let's get rid of the DOJ, let's get rid of the BOP, and let's get rid of the IRS and the CIA, and let's prosecute John Brennan, Eric Holder, Lois Lerner, Loretta Lynch, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I think we were listening to something last night about how during the Clinton administration that tons of our gold was taken out and replaced with tungsten-coated.
I'm not surprised at anything anymore, Aaron. I'm not surprised at anything. Let me say this. You know, regarding the police state that we find ourselves, there's a very good book I'm going to recommend. It came from a political prisoner named Jason Patrick. And while he was in prison, he said, Rudy, you need to go find this book called Rise of the Warrior Cop, The Militarization of America's Police Forces. And one thing that I have learned, besides the fact they don't count how many times they SWAT team the wrong house and they always kill the dog. Even your postman ain't going to kill the dog, but you can be guaranteed the policeman's going to kill your dog.
Don't shoot the dog.
They may be trained for riots. They may be trained for domestic violence. They may be trained on how to avoid domestic shooters or active shooters. One thing they're not trained for is how to deal with simple community policing. I heard a guy this weekend, we were on a Gideon's Army conference call. He said, my wife and I have two rules in our house. Rule number one, under no circumstances whatsoever, we never, ever, ever call the police. Just don't do it. Because if you call the police, you're likely they're going to attack the person who called the police.
It'll just make the situation, no matter what it is, worse.
I know you guys are upset with me for saying that, but that's how he felt. And you know what he said the number two rule was? Don't ever forget the first rule. Around here in Texas, we don't call the police. I don't trust them, first of all.
Did you see that NRA clip going around today? It was a bunch of crazy people at a gun-grabbing rally, and they were saying that you can't shoot somebody who comes into your house.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard of in my life. If you got an intruder that breaks into your house, they are subjecting themselves to a .45 in the head. You know, you don't break into somebody's house without the expectation that if the owner catches you, they're going to kill you. We just heard in the previous clip where Ron Paul called Ed and Elaine Brown heroes because they were standing up for what they believed in and regarding protesting this unconstitutional IRS tax system. In the next clip, Ron Paul is interviewed by Neil Cavuto, and it's about 5 minutes long, and I would like for you guys to hear it. Listen very carefully to what Ron Paul has to say about Ed and Elaine Brown. And I'm not incredibly enthused with his backtracking on Ed and Elaine Brown being a hero, but he does have some incredibly important things to say. Could we play clip number three, please?
Okay, well, this is Ed Brown. He and his wife have been convicted of tax evasion for refusing to pay Uncle Sam. They're holed up in their New Hampshire home, threatening violence if the feds come to arrest them. This is Ron Paul. He is a Republican congressman from Texas, and he's running for president of the United States. And he says that those people who won't pay their taxes should be compared to Gandhi and Martin Luther King. He's here to explain. All right, these guys are holed up in there, and they're heroes to you. Right, Congressman?
Wrong. I've never said that, because I preach nonviolence. That's what Martin Luther King preached, and that's what Gandhi preached. That's what Lysander Spooner preached. So, no, I don't advocate violence at all. And people who resist the law and challenge bad laws, which I think the IRS is, they're capable of passing and regulating bad laws. So people have an obligation, if they feel that there's an injustice, to stand up, but they have to bear the consequences.
So, Congressman, you're not saying Ed and Elaine Brown can be compared to Gandhi?
I never said that. Matter of fact, I know very little about that case. I've never talked to them. I don't know the details. And I think that there's been some misstatements made about that.
Okay, so you did these statements that you did apparently link to that, you're saying that is not the case?
No, because I've never advocated violence. I don't believe in violence, but I believe in civil disobedience.
Okay.
But you have to do that with the realization that you could end up in prison. But, you know, we're talking about laws that are unjust laws. We're talking about an unconstitutional approach to collecting taxes.
So you don't believe that you don't believe anyone should pay taxes?
Well, I think if you don't like the tax law, you should change it. That's why I run for Congress, and that's why I run for the presidency, to get rid of the IRS, because the assumption
well, these guys are going one better, though, Congressman.
Please,
they don't want to pay taxes.
Well, I don't want to pay it either. I'd like to get rid of the IRS. I want to get rid of the income tax. I want to repeal the 16th Amendment. But you have to realize, and let me finish, if you will, the system has worked unconstitutionally, because everybody who challenges a law is considered guilty, because and they have to prove themselves innocent. They start off with a guilty plea. That's the way the tax code works. And I challenge it on constitutional basis. I challenge it on economic basis. And I just don't think it's part of the American spirit. We've only had this income tax for a small number
Congressman,
of years.
I want to be clear. So you're saying you're against taxes?
No, I didn't say that. But I'm against the income tax, and I'm against most taxes.
Understood.
I'm for limited government.
You've been consistent on that.
Up.
I'm sorry. I want to stick on message here, because these folks, Ed and Elaine Brown, have said, and I quote here, all police officers today in this nation are mercenaries, talking about the threat that the police might try to force them out of their home. They are all guns for hire. What do you think of that?
Well, those words that I wouldn't use, and I don't know anything about what they're up against, because I don't know the case. I'm just opposed to the tax system, and I want to change it. Some people will do it my way legislatively. Others will do it by practicing civil disobedience, but they have to realize what the consequence could be. And just think of it. See if you can comprehend how Martin Luther King tried to change some very bad laws. And I think we have some very bad tax laws, and I want them changed.
But, Congressman, if everyone in the country were to say, I'm practicing my civil right here to say taxes are wrong, I'm not going to pay them, pretty soon we wouldn't be able to pay for that building you're standing in.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't be able to pay for yourself. We wouldn't be able to pay for pretty much anything.
Well, what did they do before 1913? How did you think they built this building? You think they built it with the income tax? They built it with borrowed money in the 20th century and the Federal Reserve when they print the money when they need it. So, yes, I'm challenging that whole system.
All right, Congressman, so if we get rid of the income tax, if everyone in the country takes some sort of pride in what Ed and Elaine Brown are doing by saying they object to income tax, everyone did that at the same time, we'd be in a hurting way, wouldn't we?
Well, no, we'd be in a way where the politicians would have to respond to the people. If everybody's doing it, it means the government's not responding to the will of the people, and the will of the people right now on the side of they're disgusted with our taxes, and they're disgusted with the IRS, and they're disgusted with the monetary system.
But is the solution, Congressman, to say, I honorably object to paying my taxes, so I won't? Is that the solution? Do you endorse solution?
This is what, yes, I do, in the Martin Luther King tradition, in the Lysander Spooner tradition, in the tradition of Gandhi, because they practice peaceful resistance in order to bring about changes, and they have brought about miraculous changes in our in society over the many, many years.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ron Paul. We really appreciate your wise words.
You know, Anne Ayn Rand, she wrote a book called Atlas Shrugged, by the way. She said, we can ignore reality, but we cannot ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. You know, did I mention that our Constitution in Article 1, Section 10 says, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payments of debt. How do we get around ignoring that?
Good question. You know, it's just a digit on a computer. They just punch in 00000.
You know, if you it's comply or die. They call the tax system voluntary.
No, it's not.
But you better pay your taxes, and everybody's been brainwashed to believe that the way society is organized, that it's patriotic, and they take pride in paying their fair share because they think their money is paying for the roads or paying for government entitlement programs.
No, it's not.
The government has unlimited money, unlimited fiat fake money. They make it out of thin air. The only reason they tax you, and I'm going to say it again, is to financially oppress you and make you politically irrelevant.
Ring, ring, clue phone.
Do you think that patriotic, biblical Christians run academia, run the Fortune 500, run Facebook and Google and YouTube?
No.
No, they do not. And Alex Jones has lost his channel, right? Trump, 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 me, buy my vitamins. But having said that, and I'm not the biggest fan of Alex Jones, he should have a voice in our society. Everybody should have a voice to get to say and to promote what their belief systems are.
Even Mark Zuckerberg, questioned by, I guess it was Congress, about people talking about the Holocaust, said that even if they're wrong, they have the right to be wrong.
You know, in Europe, if you question that event, they put you in prison. You know, what did Voltaire say? He said, if you want to find out who runs society, just find out who you cannot criticize. And that's exactly what's going on YouTube. If you guys haven't figured out that you cannot bring up the subject of Zionism on YouTube, then you're way behind the curve. Anybody who brings up anything regarding Zionism is immediately shut down on YouTube. And unfortunately, that has become the watering hole for our society.
The last bastion of freedom.
It certainly is. There's several books that I would like to recommend you guys read that will mention this case about the fake fraudulent fiat money that Ed Brown was talking about. One of them is Miracle on Main Street, written by a man by the name of Tupper Saucy. While I may not agree with every single thing he wrote, I'm told that's a pretty good book, and I have read through half of it. There's also a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island, written by G. Edward Griffin, that after I read that book, my life was derailed and went down a path that I never could have began to imagine. And it really woke me up about what is money and what have I been doing with my entire life. And so,
yeah, Rudy used to chase the dollar pretty hard, and he would collect spoons and bells from all around the world. We have hundreds of spoons and bells. And now he wished he knew the creature from Jekyll Island a lot earlier.
You know, we're all on this journey of life, and as Christians, we're told to look out for one another, to share knowledge for one another, and if somebody hadn't shared it with me, I wouldn't know it. And so I'm recommending you definitely take the time out to read the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island by G. Edward Griffin. It's a life-changing book. There's also another book called Miracle in Atlanta by Pat Shannon, who I consider a friend of mine, and he writes about his own experiences battling this monster that the Treasury Department went after him and tried to set him up and intimidate him, and SWAT team raided his house and got his wife out of bed, made her sit on the couch, and held him at gunpoint in his own home. When you start to get to know people who've been SWAT team raided and this brute force of government has intruded into our lives, if you heard Neil Cavuto, he tried to describe Ed and Elaine Brown as the violent people. Are we going to support the violence of Ed and Elaine? They're not the violent people.
No, they're not.
The government is the violent people. They're the ones that's implementing force against the American people under the color of law. They're the ones that need to be held accountable. They're the ones that putting Ed and Elaine Brown in prison for 10 years, along with Daniel Riley and Jason Gerhard, mistreating them, trying to kill Ed Brown. We tried to go visit Elaine Brown just to give her some encouragement. We wanted to go visit her, talk to her, pray with her. They said, nope.
They're the ones that are letting all the invasion in our borders.
That's right. You know, I talk about getting rid of the FBI, the DOJ, the BOP, the CIA. You know.
Yeah, but you like ICE.
I would keep ICE. I really would. Now, you guys can disagree with me all you want to, but I believe in a strong border.
Me too.
Yep. But Daniel Riley has written some really, really good writings. Matter of fact, we could discuss some of the talented articles. I believe one of the most knowledgeable people I've ever met in my life regarding the Constitution is Daniel Riley. And you know, he's about the same age as me, early 50s, and he stood up for Ed and Elaine Brown like he should have. And for his trouble, he got 10 years in prison. We're going to come back and talk some more about these American political prisoners right after the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Aaron and Rudy Davis. And you can call in tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's 313-9443. And you can hear us on Spreaker at Resurrect the Republic. And you can go into Chatango and you can chat with us there too.
Amen, amen. You know, many times when this conversation comes up about taxes, and you know, Gordon Call, this was his walking on holy ground, because once he started to talk about the issue of taxes, they put him in prison for a year in a Texas prison. And then, of course, if you guys know what happened on February the 13th, 1983 in Medina, North Dakota, you know that there was a standoff with U.S. Marshals, and the war hero Gordon Call protected his family because they attacked him, and he killed two of them in self-defense. And that's unfortunately why Yori Von Call and Scott Fall have spent the last 35 years in prison, even though neither one of those men ever shot anybody. But you'll often hear that this you have to pick your battles, and this is no hill to die on. You'll often hear that. And they'll say, well, the government has all the military, they have all the guns, they have all the police force, you can't fight the IRS. And I'm like, well, what about Joshua and Caleb that went and spied out the land? Just because they have all the guns and the military and you think they have overwhelming force gives you no right to back down if you think that you're right and that the truth is the truth. That you have to say the truth because you know who your father is, your heavenly father. And that's what Ed and Elaine Brown did, right? That's what Daniel Riley did. And that's what Jason Gerhard did. And they have been obedient and faithful, and they spent the last 10 years in prison, and we have ignored them for the most part in the patriot community. When is the last time you ever heard any mainstream news or alternative patriotic news bring up the name Ed Brown or Elaine Brown? Do you know that Ed called us today, and he knew that we were going to do a radio program about him, and he gave me 15 minutes of recorded interview that he's been working nonstop behind the scenes to identify the problem and the solutions, and he is chomping at the bit to get out of prison and to fix the problems of this country. He's still got a lot of fight in him. And at the top of the hour after the break, we're going to play Ed Brown's 15-minute phone conversation, and I want you guys to hear it. I want you guys to listen to what he has to say and just recognize that this man has paid a dear price along with the freedom of his wife. It's one thing to stick a man in prison. Did you know that when he went to trial, he tried to use constitutional arguments, but they didn't let him use
constitutional
arguments? You're not allowed to argue the Constitution in this courtroom, Ed, and don't be thinking that that's unusual just for Ed Brown. It goes on with Schaefer Cox. It goes on in lots of courtrooms across America. They will not let the jury hear arguments. They won't even let you read from the Constitution in front of the jury.
They wouldn't even let the supporters at the Bundy trials bring the Constitution in their pockets.
We've got a website, yearofjubilee.com, and we've got an Ed and Elaine Brown page. We're going to cover more material on how you can educate yourself about these people when we get back. Stick around, and you'll hear Ed Brown himself right after the break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.